The center is God. All the spokes of the wheel are connected to the hub. The hub is the center, the axle is the center, and the spokes radiate from the axle. They're connected there. They get their support there. So we are the part and parcel of God. And the center is God, not us. It's an identity crisis, existential identity as an Atma. This Atma is a particle of consciousness, and that particle of consciousness is meant to serve the Supreme Consciousness. Just like if you have a machine that has so many screws and bolts holding that machine together, and one screw may fall out, right? Prabhupada uses an analogy. So it's on the floor, and it's thinking, oh, I'm independent, I don't need the machine. But the machine is going along even without that one screw. It's somehow functioning. But the screw is useless. It's just lying on the floor. It has no function, no usefulness. He's disconnected from the machine. But then he screws back in, then he's right where he belongs. He's connected to his right position. And God is the center. He wants to remove calm, crowd, low, anger and greed and envy, because these are deleterious qualities. They diminish one's functional ability. They debilitate the mind. They make one disturbed. They're not good for health. It's not good to be angry and envious. You can't sleep at night. You can't sleep properly. You can't digest your food. You secrete too much acid and get acid stomach from too much envy and anger. So these qualities are not good for the individual's mental or physical health. What to speak of the peaceful functioning in a group or society or in the workplace if one is greedy and impatient and intolerant. So to pray for the removal of these bad qualities, and to pray for, oh God, remove these bad qualities, and God, give me good qualities. For what? For my happiness, for my pleasure. God, serve me. Oh God, serve me, be good to me, help me be happy. So that's seeing I'm the center and God's my servant. But actually, the actual fact is that God's the center and we're God's servant. We're meant to serve God. So praying ego-based or me-based prayers are not really bhakti. They're just praying. You may pray to Krishna or Shiva or anyone, but the aim is the same. The aim is me, my happiness. Engage Shiva in my happiness. Engage Krishna in serving me. Engage any demigod in serving me. But Krishna bhakti is a whole different concept. It's based on the idea that I'm the servant and God is the master. God is the center and I'm the part. I'm dependent, he's independent. My role is to serve God. And the chanting of the Maha Mantra is different than praying, because the Maha Mantra is a prayer to be engaged in service. Oh, Radha and Krishna, please engage me in service, because I'm your servant. I want to serve you. And then you'll do the rest. As I said earlier, Ananyas Chintiantamam, Yejanap. Whatever I need, you'll take care of. If I need peace, you'll give me peace. If I need happiness, you'll give me happiness. Whatever I need. A sold-out servant of a master, he doesn't worry. He gets hired by a master to work in the house. The master will make sure he has clothes. He won't have a naked servant. And he'll make sure he has food, and he'll give him a place to live. You see in GK1 or places like that, they make a whole servant's quarters. And friend's colony, my friend, he has a big bungalow. And the end of his driveway, where the cars are, there's another little bungalow. It's pretty big, 3 or 4 stories. I said, what's that? Oh, that's the servant's quarters. What's that? I didn't know. I never heard such thing. Well, that's where the servants live. I said, what? I mean, there's apartments? Yeah, the apartment, attached bath, it's small, but they live there and they work for me. I said, oh. So if they get sick, he'll give them some medicine. If they don't have enough money to pay. So if we work for God, then God will take care of everything, whatever we need. We're the servants. God is the Supreme Master and we're his servants. So if we serve him, our duty is to serve. His duty is to take care of us. We're the servants. We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're serving the Master. Master, I'm hungry. I need some food. Forget it. Just serve. I need some clothes. Forget it. Just serve. I need some medicine. I'm sick. Just serve. I need a little peace of mind. I'm going crazy. I can't fix my mind. Oh, just serve. Oh, I'm not happy. I'm really upset and angry and feel very bad. Oh, don't worry. Just serve. That's not the way it works. God gives everything. So why independently? It's like piecemeal. It's like watering the leaves of a tree. To make the tree grow, you go out with a tea kettle or something full of water with a bartana pitcher jug, you say, a jug full of water, and start watering each leaf. And someone says, what are you doing, man? So I'm watering this tree. That's not how you do it. Just put water in one place on the roots, and the tree will, through the roots, the tree will carry the water to every single leaf. So the root of existence is God. He's the root of existence. And the way to touch the root, the way to water the root, is to chant His name. That is the one and only way. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo Anastevana, Stevana, Steva Gatir Anyata. There is Anyata. There's no other way. Harinam, Harinam. This is Kali Yuga. This is Nam Yuga. This is the Yuga of Nam. Nam Yuga. This is the age of Nam. Chant the name and get perfection. Easy, simple, fast, direct. Direct, easy, simple, fast. Everyone wants that. Hey, what's the fast way? Direct. Super fast. Express. Jet delivery. This, that, whatever. So it's simple, fast, easy, direct. The name. So when you chant the name of Krishna, it pleases Krishna the most. And it's the direct way to please Krishna. And this is service to the Lord. And then by doing this, we engage ourselves in service. Then we become enlisted as His servant. And God becomes our master rather than our servant. And when He's our master, He automatically knows what we need. He knows we need food. He knows we need shelter. He knows we need clothing. He knows we need medicine. He knows we need happiness. He arranges it all. Otherwise, if you're praying, oh God, now I'm angry. Please take away my anger. Oh, now I'm not happy. Please make me happy. This is the one prayer that solves everything, does everything. So why waste time praying this, that? Chant Hare Krishna, you'll get everything. Akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena yajete purusham pashu purusham param. So whether you have no desire, akama or sarvakama, so many desires, or whether you're kama sarvakama va, whether you want whatever you want, you can get by just doing bhakti.